girls went to Broken Bow 5-0 for the weekend. Boy, what a hot weekend. Boy, the girls battled through that stuff, and the parents too. It probably wasn't a fun situation, was it?
No, it was hot and windy, but the girls did well. You know, the temperatures and the parents were great. They did a great job of helping keep the girls cool and hydrated and fueled. So it's great when everybody pitches in and helps out where they can.
Were there any close games throughout, or did you pretty much, was there a pretty good margin of victory in every game?
First games were not so close. The championship was. The first game, we played Western Nebraska Fire and Ice, won that one 18-0, and then played Northwest Voyagers, won that 12-0, and then that started bracket play on Sunday, and we faced the Dominators, won that 11-3, and then played the Northwest Voyagers again, 10-0, and then that championship game, we played Central Select and won that one 3-1.
Ooh, boy, championship, 3-1. That was kind of a pitcher's duel, and not a lot of offense, huh?
Yeah, that one was a tough one and good game. Definitely hot, of course, and the wind definitely came up in that last one on Sunday. So the girls did well.
And, of course, you're coming down to the final part of the weekend. Everybody's tired and fatigued from all the sun and the hot temperatures and the wind. And you're asking yourself who's going to have the most energy to get out of this thing for the championship win. And your girls did it.
Yeah, they did. They came out great. All weekend they had hit really well, made adjustments throughout each game, and had some really heads-up base running and great fielding and really good pitching. So
you're going to get a couple of home games coming up on Tuesday. Who's coming to town?
We're having the Lady Jags come down from North Platte.
Have you had a chance to play them yet this year?
We played them up at the North Platte tournament. Ended up winning that one. But tomorrow we'll have a 6:15 first game at the JC. So it'll be nice to see them again and get some more play in before Friday.
Was it close the first time you played them up at North Platte?
It was pretty close, yeah. Good matchup.
Expect another close one. You betcha. Have you found any information on your state tournament games for the weekend yet?
Yeah. So state will start on Friday. Our first game is 12:30 and we'll face Meade. There are 31 teams down there, so it'll be a good competition and good weekend.
And it's supposed to be another hot weekend. Maybe not 105, 110 like you had last weekend, but it's going to be pretty toasty. So, but it's, you know, the girls are used to it. They know what everybody's got to play through it. So that would be pretty cool to go out and win a state tie. This is Class C, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Class C.
Any other teams you recognize in the bracket that you've had a chance to face already this year?
Yeah, there's several that, you know, of course we saw down at districts, a Beatrice team, Stewart, a Kearney team, and then of course some that we haven't seen, you know. You got your Hastings and your Wahoos, and, you know, of course the list goes on, but yeah, it should be fun to go down there and see what our girls can do.
And then the next week, I take it, you're going to be a part of the Firecracker Classic the 4th of July?
Yeah, yep, that's July 5th and 6th. There will be 19 teams total coming to McCook. We'll have 8 in the high school division, 4 in the 14s, and 7 in the 12s. And there will be 5 of the McCook teams represented.
And will that be pretty much, that'll wrap up the season for your girls?
It will, yeah. That'll be a good way to finish off getting to play at home. So hopefully everybody can come out and see some great softball.
And catch the big fireworks show, I think, probably on that Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, you're correct. Everybody can look. We have a Facebook page for the Firecracker, McCook Rebels Firecracker Classic. And then we'll also have the brackets should be on ne.registerplay.com.
So folks want to check out this. So they are those brackets already up and viewable already?
Not yet, but we're working on it, but that's where you can find them, and we'll try to get that posted on our Facebook page as well so that everybody can come out and know when the games are.